Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and welcome to our show tonight. And we are back live here last evening. Today, I was shooting a scene for the TV show Modern Family, and I just want you to know that so that you can know what a big deal I am. And
yeah, you got the picture up on the homepage and everything.
I'm kidding. I don't mean I'm a big deal. I just wanted everybody to know that's what we were doing, and that they, you know, they can see their buddy Phil on Modern Family at some time in the future. I don't know when the episode will air, but it was a great deal of fun, and it's what I call, you know, Daddy has to go to work and earn a living. So that's what I was doing today, and I want to thank publicly everybody at Modern Family for the wonderful time I had. I mean, everybody is so professional. It's no wonder the show's a success. It's no wonder the show is a success. Everybody there knows what they're doing, and they've got their, you know, they have their thing down, man, and they are very, very to a new actor showing up. You know, I'm not part of the team there, you know.
But they like pretending like they didn't know you.
No, they didn't do that at all. They were very friendly, and they say, hey, Phil, nice to have you. And I sat and I talked to Ed O'Neill for several minutes before we went and shot the scene. He's a hell of a nice guy, and Jesse Ferguson is another terrific guy, and no wonder the show is so successful. I think when people are, they have their system down, and they have the process, and they know what they're doing, they know what their show's about, they support each other, and everybody is on, and everybody's professional and very friendly. Like I said, no wonder they're kudos to them, congratulations to them. That's the way it ought to be. So it was so much fun, and I thank them, and again, we'll get you guys the heads up when we find out when the episode is airing. And
what about that movie too?
This is 40, which is with Leslie Mann and Paul Rudd and Albert Brooks, and your buddy here, Phil, with a small scene in that movie. It should be out, I think, in I don't know, you know.
Well, that makes that clear. Yeah, thanks.
I don't know, man. What do you want me to say?
Well, when do you think?
I heard the summer, and then I heard January. Does that nail it down for you? That's two completely different seasons. So I don't know. 877-876-PHIL is our number. We're going to bring on the line here in a moment Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier to talk about an important story. AT&T Sprint phone users sue carriers over tracking. Have you heard about this? This is a lawsuit that has been filed by consumers. And these are people that use AT&T and Sprint phones. And they are suing these mobile phone they're suing because of mobile phone tracking software that has been installed on their devices, and they say that it violates wiretapping and computer fraud laws. Now, the lawsuit cites a YouTube report by a technology blogger that purported to show that carrier IQ software applications and web browsing and even the keys they press are this kind of tracking or access this kind of tracking software. Four consumers filed the complaint today in federal court to block the carriers and the phone makers from using the software. And our entertainment reporter from the Courier is Doug Danger, and he joins us. And Doug, I know you're doing a series of articles on this. First of all, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Phil. Thanks for having me on the program.
So you have investigated this up to this point. What have you found?
Phil, one of the companies that I talked to that makes this kind of software is a company called Pathway Communications. It is a software that enables the phone company to track a telephone if it's lost, if it is stolen, to track a telephone if, for whatever reason, it leaves the possession of the person that purchased it. And as I got into this investigation, as I talked to different people, and I applied some of just good old-fashioned reporting elbow grease, and it's fortunate for me, I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist, I've used my experience as a gay man, as a gay journalist, to, you know, find out whether people are telling me the truth or not. And I found that there is a little bit of subterfuge going on with the consumers, not with the companies. Okay? You understand what I'm saying, Phil?
Some of the people that are suing?
Well, I don't know about the people that are suing, but I do know that there are people who are complaining about having this kind of software on their phone, and they don't give credit to the companies. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and the reason I point that out is because I talk to people, I interview people, and if I get the feeling that someone has given me some kind of a, what we used to call down south, a do-si-do, you know, they're giving you a little bit of a dance and a bow and a two-step, and that's all fine. And like we say down south, that's very polite, and that's how the dance goes, but at the end of the dance, you're going to wind up without a partner. And I think that's what's happening here. What's happening here is the consumers are looking for an easy dollar. And
well, isn't it true that this tracking software, whatever this may be, is a little scary? You buy a phone.
No, I don't think so. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I'm bringing that up because when I investigate something, and I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist, which gives me a view into the reality of a situation, because I can cut through an awful lot of baloney. All right. I was talking to one of these consumers. I said, look, I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. What I do is I don't, you know, there's no quarter given people who are trying to give me a do-si-do or trying to shuck and jive me. Now, if you want to tell me the truth straight, and I was talking to this one young lady whose name I will not give. She said that she's suing, or she would join this lawsuit because it's a good opportunity to make money. But I said to her, but you know as well as I do, you lose phones, don't you? And she looked a little sheepish. I said, I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I know when people are going to start to give me a dance and a song and a dance. And she finally said, yes, I do. I said, I bet you've lost. I said, how many phones have you lost? She said, I've lost probably 3 or 4 phones over the last 5 years. So these are people, Phil, that at the end of the day, these are not very grateful people.
Grateful? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because the software is there to help people track a lost phone, and it's there to help people recover a lost phone, because this is a problem. And when you turn around and you sue a company that is trying to help you find a piece of very valuable equipment that American consumers are losing by the thousands, it seems, every day, and then people turn around and sue them because they call this tracking software an invasion of privacy.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this tracking software. And we're talking to Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. He is a entertainment reporter about a lawsuit that has been filed against AT&T and Sprint, or at least they're AT&T and they are Sprint phone users. And yes, they're being sued by people that use these phones because of this mobile tracking software. Let's talk about this software. Exactly what is this stuff?
Well, you know, I looked into this, and it is a very, very simple situation here, Phil. We've got the same kind of technology in a lot of ways that we use on our cars. We have the same kind of technology that we may use, as a matter of fact, on a dog collar if we want to find a lost dog. It's a simple little radio transmitter. It might have a couple of other features to it so that it interfaces with the phone a little bit more readily. But, you know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I'm looking at this, and I'm talking to some of the experts. I said, look, I'm gay, and that means you're not going to really be able to get anything by me, so go ahead, give it to me straight, and just dispense with the normal cheap sales talk that you give people. And you do see people kind of step back a little bit and look at you and go, all right, now I know what I'm dealing with, you know.
Well, you're going in and you're telling a guy you're a gay man and a gay journalist, which means you can't be lied to?
I'm going in and I'm telling a guy, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so dispense with your cheap sales talk. That's what I'm saying. Take off your cheap salesman suit and let's talk real. Look, there's people that Phil, there's people that are going to talk straight to you, and there's people that got their cheap sales pitch. I don't need that.
And, all right, but you're not even buying anything, so what did they tell you?
What they told me was, you're right. We are trying to track phones, but we're only trying to track phones because of people that lose them. We're not looking to spy on people. I said, well, what is what is this technology? They said it is a simple technology we can track using global positioning satellite to find out where the phone is. There is a very, very small sensor, what's called a combination sensor, mic, and camera. And what that does is it senses through this mic and camera, microphone and camera, where the phone is. Is it inside something contained? Is it outside? Is it sitting in a car? Is it being used by someone? And that gives us information, or gives them information on whether the phone was actually stolen or whether it was lost. And it also, and here's the very funny part about this, Phil, most of these phones are lost by consumers, and they were never stolen, and they were never lost anywhere other than in their own home. In other words, they find these phones 6 months later. The company can go into this software and find out where that phone is by activating this sensor and taking a look through that camera. And
well, that, right there, there's what the problem is.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Well, the camera.
Well, no. You didn't hear what I said. The camera is for simply locating the phone, finding where the phone is, what are the surroundings. Is it in the house? In other words, is it in the house of the person that said they lost it? See, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. When I said to the guy, I said, look, you can keep your cheap sales talk and you know what you can do with it. I said, well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I want the straight story here. Are you guys activating that camera for anything other than finding that phone? He said, I swear to God, and he used those words, I swear to God, no, we're not. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil, and I've been at this for a long time. And I can tell you that what's happening here, people are losing their phones. These phone companies are trying to do them a favor by tracking the phone. And what do they get for their trouble? Somebody turns around and sues them. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, that's what I see. And
that is your conclusion.
That is my journalistic opinion based upon the facts. Yeah.
So these companies are doing this kind of tracking, using this kind of software to simply find lost phones. They're using a camera. Is this in all the phones?
This is in this Pathway telecommunication that I talked to, and he said with a few other companies.
Because I know that they have these cameras in iPad or in laptops.
Yeah, but some of them have them in the phone. And I said, are you using these cameras for anything other than finding the phone? Are you trying to get your kicks or whatever? They said, this man says to me, I swear to Almighty God. And I said, well, I don't care. I don't believe in God. But I said, if you do, he says, I do. He says, I swear to God, no, we don't.
All right, we're talking to Doug Danger here from the Orange County Courier on the software used by certain phone companies to track phones. Well, the phone companies are being sued by some consumers now. The consumers saying that this violates federal wiretapping and computer fraud laws by having this tracking equipment on phones that they use. Doug Danger is saying all the companies are trying to do is all of us a favor because we lose so many phones. They're simply trying to track the phone for us. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we'll be right back with your phone calls and more from Doug Danger right after this.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking tonight, starting our show off tonight, with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier here in California. Doug is an entertainment writer, and he's talking about the lawsuit that has been launched by some consumers against AT&T and Sprint because of this tracking software that is on some phones. The tracking software, which, Doug, you tell me, because you've done interviews with people who've developed the software, is simply to help people find a lost phone.
Yeah, absolutely, Phil. If I may.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and the reason why I keep bringing that up is people are going to say to me, oh, well, you know, look, that's what they tell you. Look, I know when someone is trying to feed me a bill of goods. There's such a thing as copping to the reality. The American people lose telephones left and right. The American people lose a lot of things left and right, but one of the things they do lose is telephones. And these telephones that the American people are losing eventually, of course, wind up in a river under a sofa someplace, but they are not with someone that stole it. And how do we know? We have now the sophisticated technology to find out not only where the phone is located, but what exactly the environment that it is in. And that's what the sensor phone, the microphone, and...
Well, the camera, though, some people may find a bit invasive.
No, again, you know, quit trying to make this about the company and own up to the fact, as a consumer, that we are butterfingered and sloppy and lazy and we lose phones. I'm just telling you, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? So I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And I have to just give you it straight. The fact of the matter is, the American people, the American consumers, are losing phones, and we have to do something about that. What do we do about it? Well, we develop some software to help track these phones. You develop the software, you put a small microphone and a camera in the phone, and the next thing you know, as thanks for the effort that the companies have been making, they get sued. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't play that. And
well, I don't know what that means. What do you, you're a gay man and a gay journalist, you don't play that.
I just got done telling you, I don't like dishonesty. You understand what I'm saying?
And well, so you're saying this is flat-out dishonesty by the American consumer because they don't want to admit the fact that they just lose phones.
Absolutely. And look, this is a pattern. The American consumer and the American people in general have had this sort of sociopathic pattern, which is, it's not my fault. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm able to see that, and I bring that to my reporting.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Your conclusion is basically the American people are wrong and these companies are right, but these companies are being sued. Here is Will. Will, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger.
Hey, how you doing? Anytime you bring a camera and a microphone into your life where you don't have sole control over it, you open yourself up to all kinds of foolishness. You know, because...
Well, I don't know that that's true. I don't know that that's true.
Well,
I mean, that may be the paranoia. That might be the fear.
Well, whether it's paranoia or not, the ability to hack into your phone, the ability to track you, the ability to listen in on your life, any way you have that phone, I mean, it's very invasive.
You know, if you buy a dog, you have just brought into your life something that's going to bite you and give you rabies. Is that how you view that? Or do you view that dog as companionship? I think if we as consumers make the right choices and we take the right steps, we don't have to be afraid.
Well, wait a second. How does a consumer who buys...
If you bring
Go ahead, Will, I'm sorry.
...into your house and you bring an open camera of which you do not have sole control over, you open yourself up to a whole lot of foolishness. I'll say it again. If you don't understand...
I don't know where you get that. How do you know that? I don't base this on speculation. I base it on reality.
Well, the ability...
And the reality is... People are losing phones a lot more than they're getting photographed by somebody off in, you know, the fifth dimension.
Let me ask you a question. You said this phone, right, can be tracked, right? So obviously the ability is there. Whether you got someone, you know, on the other end that's doing the tracking is, you know, have a moral...
You can be tracked. Anybody can be tracked.
Yeah, well...
You're not listening to me. Anybody can be tracked.
Yeah, but what...
You understand I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been doing this kind of work for a long time.
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but in any case...
As a gay man, what I'm saying is, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I don't get... No, sir, I'm saying as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can get to the truth. And when I asked this guy, and I said, are you using this for any other reason other than to track the phone that's lost, he said, I swear to God, no, I'm not.
But that's one of thousands of people that's working for that company. Everybody at
He was the developer. He was the software developer.
Everybody at that company.
No, sir. He's the software developer. Okay.
So what if he's the software developer? He's the guy that's developed the software, but is he the guy that's monitoring the phone?
Hold on, guys. He's the guy that developed the software to track the phone, and he's going to know whether he's handing this over to a bunch of sick creeps that want to look at your wife changing her underwear or whatever it is you guys are worried about. I'm saying that...
Well, no, but wait a second. I don't doubt the man's motives that developed the software. I want to find people's lost phones.
Hey,
okay?
Phil,
all right.
Okay.
Phil, the guy...
So if the guy's motive...
Comic bomb was very remorseful after he made it because they were using it for war. All right, when you put the technology out there,
that's the funniest thing I've heard. Are you trying to tell me the guy that developed the atomic bomb didn't think it was going to be used for war?
Well, he was very remorseful afterwards.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
You're a gay man and a gay journalist. We're talking about Robert Oppenheimer, who said the very famous line from the Bhagavad Gita, "Now I become death." Yeah, all right, thanks for calling. I don't know.
What do you mean the Bhagavad Gita? Why don't you stick to what it is we're talking about?
All right, we'll stick to it. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger, 877-876-PHIL, suing the phone company for spying on you. What do you think?
Phil Henry. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL is our number. We're going to get back to Doug Danger in just a moment here on the program. Doug talking with us about consumers suing phone companies for this tracking software that's on the phone so that lost phones can be found. Well, some consumers consider that to be a violation of federal wiretap and consumer fraud laws, and Doug has been doing his own investigation for the Orange County Courier. He says he sees nothing wrong with the tracking software. It's simply there to help people find lost phones, and the consumers being a little ungrateful. 877-876 is our number. Just want to remind you that we're online every night on the Phil Henry Show on Phil TV and HD. We have our daily video casts, which we have here for you. We start our video casts early, about 9:30 in the evening Pacific time. That would be 12:30 Eastern time. So you can avail yourself of that if you have a backstage pass, and you can watch our video casts and some behind-the-scenes stuff that we do. We also have a five-day video archive on our site, so you can look at any shows that you've missed. We also have the largest archive of the funniest damn radio show in the history of the planet Earth, our show. And when I say the largest archive, full shows that go back about 12, 13 years. We have daily podcasts that are available of the previous night's show. We have individual character bits, TV appearances, interviews, and pilots that we've done, radio interviews, rare animated webisodes of our bits as well. It's all there at philhenryshow.com, so be a part of our family here and get a backstage pass. And, of course, also inside news and what's happening here in the marvelous life of Phil Henry and everybody else. In fact, we gave our backstage pass listeners the very first word on doing the Judd Apatow movie and doing Modern Family, and then you know, I don't know. They get a scoop.
Yeah, anybody like work for Entertainment Magazine, they get a scoop if they did it.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, so if Rona Barrett, I don't know who the hell's out there.
Not Rona Barrett, but like TMZ and Harvey Levinstein.
Yeah, Harvey Levinstein, if he should. All right, so thanks very much for that, bud. And so join us, won't you, at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass. All right, Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier in Santa Ana, California tonight. Doug, we've got some people hanging on. I want to get to their phone calls. My initial question then would be the following, and this will lead into the phone calls. People are, and the last gentleman had a very good question and a very good comment. You can say that you got this information. The guy says to you, I'm not a liar, and I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist, and you could pretty well ferret out if someone's lying or not. But still, if you have a camera...
Whoa, hold on for just a minute, okay, Phil?
But if you've got a camera and a microphone...
Hold on for just a minute, okay? Hold on, because I know where you're going with it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? Okay, Phil?
Yes.
Well, what I'd like you not to do is tense up on me and get that kind of reactive homophobia.
I'm not being homophobic. You're a gay man and a gay journalist.
So that means that I've put up with enough discrimination in my life to know when someone's trying to yank my chain. Now, the guy said to me over at Pathway Communications, I swear to God, the only reason why I created this software was to help people track their phones. I said, well, you understand, you have a camera and a microphone in that. He said, what kind of resolution do you think I'm going to get on a camera like that if I really did want to see somebody taking their underwear off or what have you? What kind of resolution do you think I'm going to get? I said, well, you can remotely increase the resolution. He said, yes, I could, but I'm not going to do that. And I said, why? He said, I just told you. That's not what I developed this for.
and you believe him.
What? That's like asking, you know, that's like asking, the weatherman says it's sunny out, and you believe him?
I could go outside and see the sun for myself. You know,
Well, yeah, or you can believe the weatherman. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. In your world, and in the world of your listeners, that's the same thing as a really good weatherman. And it's something that I've fought to get people to understand, and I'm still fighting that fight. Even with people that I consider friends like you, Phil, I'm still having to fight the fight. It's still an uphill battle, even with a friend like you, who, even though you are my friend, you like sitting on the top of that hill and kicking dirt on me as I'm clawing my way up the hill.
No, I do not, Doug. I asked very, very simple questions, I believe, that I think, that I believe need answers. Let me go to a phone call. Here we have Chris on the line. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Doug Danger.
Hey, Phil and Doug. How you guys doing?
Real good, sir.
Well, listen, Doug, I am a heterosexual man and a heterosexual consumer. And as a consumer...
I bet you think you just said something real original there, huh?
I was picking up on your theme because you've said it probably too much.
I'm trying to make a point about no, but see, when I say that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, that's a credential that shows you my expertise. When you tell me you're a heterosexual consumer, that tells me you lose phones.
Hey, Doug, have you ever gone past the clothes? You're using it too much. Here's the point: you're missing. People do
past
not
the clothes.
Want their People what? Do not want their privacy invaded. It's invasion privacy. If I make a contract, Doug, if I make a contract with AT&T and I check a box and I said, would you like the option to have a camera and a tracking device? Well, that's my choice. But to have that put on me involuntarily, well, you know, Doug, that's not right. That's un-American. That's just un-American.
No, when you get the phone and you look at the brochure and you look at all the things that are on that phone and you buy it, what are you talking about, check a box? Because that's a feature that's on your phone. Now all of a sudden you find out, oh, look at this feature that's on my phone and I wasn't smart enough to look at the information before I bought the phone. Now I'm going to turn around and sue?
Well, no, wait a second. Is that what's...
We're not talking about something as simple as... We're not talking about whether I have a Wi-Fi connection or whether... If I have tracking that someone can, on their own, like the gentleman before this said, a lot of nonsense can happen, and it's not paranoia because I've already... plenty of times have been demonstrated with invasion of privacy, and if you open up that
When has any phone company done that? When has any phone company used that camera to look at your wife taking her clothes off?
It's not about that. It's not that perversion that
yes,
you're adding to. Listen, it's your paranoia is about the perversion, okay? I think you're caught up in all of that. You're caught up in all of that. That's why you're the gay man.
Don't you think that's what, isn't that what people are afraid of? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
What about your gay?
Isn't that what people are afraid of?
Well, maybe they don't want to see a gay lover taking off his underwear.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? I'm not talking about the phone company. We're talking about, you were saying it's an invasion of privacy. And I'm saying that it's not.
How about I have a patent? Hey, Doug, how about I have a patent? I have a patent, okay, and I work for Sprint. And I happen to have, or I consult for Sprint.
You still haven't told me what you're afraid of. If you're not afraid of the camera and you're not afraid of the microphone, what are you afraid of?
Why don't you let this man finish the example he's going to give you?
Corporate espionage does not exist. Is that what you're saying? Are you really an investigative journalist?
Let me ask you a question. Corporate espionage with a cell phone that was purchased by some guy like you sitting at his house calling whatever you call, that's not corporate espionage. That's what consumers, C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R-S, are worried about.
It's the application. You open the door to the application. Now, if you think it's so narrow,
you know, I'm not the one with the perverted mind. You're the guy with the perverted mind because you're the guy thinking of all the ways that it can compromise you. You're the guy thinking of the camera looking at your old lady on the toilet.
No, he did.
Have you ever heard the Latin term carpe diem? Ever heard that? Buyer beware?
Carpe.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you heard that? You know what that means?
That didn't come from Rome, though. That's somebody that concocted that in Latin.
That is... Oh, God, please. Buyer beware means
make sure you. It doesn't come from the Roman Empire.
So what if it doesn't come from the. All right, listen, I appreciate your call, sir, and I thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Who cares if it doesn't come from the Roman Empire? What is that about?
What I'm trying to tell you is some guy who knew Latin came up with that, and, oh, carpe diem, did you know? And everyone's, oh, my God, that must be the Roman Empire, and that guy didn't say anything. He let everybody think that Pontius Pilate said that or something. No, he didn't.
Okay, that's fine, but buyer beware. Buyer beware. Buyer beware.
Exactly. Buyer beware. And this guy is pitching me that? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the company put something on that phone to help you track that phone in case you lose it, or the company can track it for you. And buyer beware if you're all of a sudden paranoid about that camera. All right, he didn't want me being perverted. I don't know what he's worried about then.
Well, he was talking about corporate espionage.
Corporate espionage, if some guy's sitting at his house dialing up the sports scores or using his phone to text messages his girlfriend, what are we talking about corporate espionage here?
All right, 877-876-PHIL. You seem hell-bent, though, on saying it just doesn't happen. Here is Alex. Alex, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I would like to say that as far as the preferences of the journalist, it's completely irrelevant, and I prefer not hearing it anymore. The real subject
What's
here
that?
Is there are...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist?
Yeah.
That's what I am.
So I'd like to get off that subject and talk about what's really relevant here, and that is...
Well, that wasn't a subject. I was just telling you my credentials.
Well,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
It's irrelevant at this point. But really matters at this point now, and I'd like to get my
gay.
Voice in without you interrupting me.
Let the gentleman speak, yeah.
No, I'm just telling that I'm gay.
Yes, exactly.
Like, and I'm telling you, I could really care less. But I don't want to argue.
Well, then you don't know what I mean by my credentials.
All right, we understand. I understand your credential. This gentleman does not care to accept those as valid credentials. So let's just move on. Go ahead, sir.
So if we look
not
at
smart.
If we take this to a different scenario where
not
Bernie
right.
Madoff is basically saying I am a guy that has extraordinary portfolio, you can see how far we need to go in terms of trusting what people say. We're talking about a technology that can be used in a very intrusive way. If you lose your phone, you have to be responsible the next time and make sure you don't lose your phone. So to be able to have the technology to track and turn on your cameras and actually be able to have access like that is a very, very significant issue. And this is something that should be taken lightly. It should be discussed openly.
I'm not taking it lightly, sir. Let me tell you what you take lightly. Every day of your life, your information is out there on cyberspace that you've given willingly, your Social Security number, your driver's license number. Now, those things can be tracked, too. I could cite chapter and verse of how your life could be turned upside down after you willingly give that information out in cyberspace. And yet you want to jump on me for saying a guy by... No, it's not different at all. It's not different at all. You purchase a product or you engage in some kind of commerce where you give... This is why I say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I think of this stuff. See?
Yeah, but
I'm gay.
Like I'm saying, no matter how many times you say what you are, the people listening really care less, and it's not valid.
Well, but they just heard me make a really good point that you didn't have a comeback for, see, and I just want to say to all of them, I'm gay.
Madoff.
Okay, you're gay.
You're being gay. It's irrelevant. But what's relevant here is the advance.
What's relevant is I'm a gay man who thought of something that you didn't think of.
What did you think of, Doug?
I just got done telling him.
Nothing. Really nothing.
What do you mean nothing? Every day of your life, you willingly give parts of your personal life to strangers, and you tell me that's nothing?
No, I don't.
Come on,
that's
buddy.
What I'm trying to
Come
explain
on,
to you. I watch my information extremely carefully, and I'm very
sure you do. Well, then, let me ask you a question. If you're not worried about your information, why would you worry about your phone, whether it has tracking on it?
Because the technology...
Because you're very careful with it.
The technology that's being used that can access and turn on that equipment is critically dangerous in the wrong hands. That's the difference. So I don't want anybody being...
That's
I don't
what
want
I call
anybody
paranoid.
Being
And I'm a gay man
to...
and a gay journalist.
All right. Thank you. You know what? That's a good point, sir. And, Doug, you with the gay...
Hey, I'm gay, and he doesn't want to know about it because I thought of something he didn't think of.
No, he just made a very good point. That equipment can be turned on at any time. And
what do you mean it could be turned? All right, so just put a towel over it. Ah.
What do you mean put a towel over it?
If you don't want the camera looking at you. and your wife is there taking her brassiere off, put a towel over your phone.
Thank you.
Listen to him laughing. He thinks it's funny. But remember, a gay man told you that. And he's going to go home tonight, and he's going to feel embarrassed because I'm gay. And
I understand that, Doug. You're a gay man and a gay journalist, and you thought of a lot of great stuff here. But the fact of the matter remains, what you're saying here is irrelevant. People are afraid that this tracking information, this tracking software, in other words, can track too closely. You say if there's a camera, throw a towel over it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back with Doug Danger. We also have Larry Grover on Herman Cain coming up next hour here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. It's the Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-7445. We're online at philhenryshow.com. You can look at us on Phil TV and HD and watch how the show is performed. Doug Danger joining us from the Orange County Courier this evening. You made a comment during our break that perhaps our listeners heard part of. You say that I'm stacking the deck against you. Would you mind explaining?
I don't mind explaining at all, Phil. I think it's very interesting that I've made a very clear point here. I've said I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and that's to say that I can come. Let me tell you something right now. I think people got the wrong idea about me. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but that don't make me a sissy. I'll take on any one of these people who want to call up, and they want to go out and they want to, you know, they want to throw down and get serious here. I'd be happy to do that.
That's not about that, Doug. We're not talking about a fist fight, okay? We're talking about...
No, what you're talking about here is, I don't want to hear about you being gay. I'm telling you, that's my credential as to why it is people are paranoid and can't accept the reality that they lose their phones. And you know, I'll tell you something right now. The real sickness here is a guy coming on saying I'm a gay man, a gay journalist, that I work my tail off at my job, and I found out something that most people don't want to admit.
Which is what?
People are sloppy with their phones. They lose them. Period.
The whole paranoia, though, about the tracking software, you don't accept any of that.
What makes people think they're so important that the government is going to track some mealy-mouthed little man, some plumber, some salesman in El Monte, California, or Poughkeepsie, New York? What makes people think that they're so preeminent in the lives of the big, bad master computer in Washington, D.C., that they're going to get their asses tracked? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm here to tell you, most of us, Phil, if not all of us, most of us are nothing more than ants. Ants, okay? Well, I say most of us, I don't include myself in that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I consider myself to be a volcano. I'm a volcano surrounded by ants. Okay?
Well, excuse me.
Well, it's frustrating.
877-876-PHIL. I'm not trying to frustrate you, Doug. What we're trying to do is get to the bottom of a couple of things here. Jacob, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Since Doug
yes, sir.
Seems to be... Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine, Jacob.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. And since Doug is so obsessed with credentials, I'll throw mine in. 3 decades.
All right.
Software development, over 2 decades of computer security. And I think the important point that Doug is missing is that all technology can be abused. In this day of networking and remote control, it's not just the programmer. It's not the programmer we need to worry about. It's like a number of people tried to point out. The fact that that capability is there, that capability is not under the control of the phone owner, and that capability is remotely controllable. Will the company...
I understand all that. I understand that. I don't doubt that, sir. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm telling you that most of us in this world, perhaps not you and not me, I don't think, but most other people are ants. Why does the master cylinder in Washington, D.C. want to find out what an ant's doing?
Are ants, huh?
It doesn't matter whether we are ants or not. I guess you have forgotten a lot of history. maybe a lot of people are in, but think not so long ago in this very country, McCarthy here, thousands of ants were persecuted, prosecuted, and all the way hounded.
Those were not ants. Those were actors.
Well, how about the gay broadcasting thing that's been going on for a long
time? Those were not ants. Those were actors and big shots. I'm talking about, I'm a volcano, and you're a volcano, and we're surrounded by ants.
The thing is, there's a lot of things going on that do impact those ants, as well as us volcanoes, and more importantly,
right. When
laws are made before the ants, they do impact volcanoes.
You want to believe that. You want to believe that because that makes you feel like you're down there equal with the ants, but you're not. You're a software developer. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. But the ants,
I'm not saying
nobody.
They're equal. I'm just saying that when a law is passed on the basis of, hey, it's not going to impact the majority, it doesn't matter. Once it has passed, once something has become accepted, once it's available, it will impact everybody.
But
that's the important point.
I understand. But as when I tell you that I'm an ant, that I'm not an ant, but that the ant is not going to be... Are we out of time, Taylor?
We are out of time, and I apologize. And I thank you, Jacob, for joining us. Doug, I'm sorry. Maybe we can hold this over for the next hour.
Well, I think it's very unfair. I'm a volcano surrounded by ants. That's how frustrating my life is. And these ants think the government wants to know what they're doing?
Phil.
What an insult. God will not permit...